This is what frustrates me so much about MAGA and how low they set the bar for Donald Trump. Here's just another example. Donald Trump has been seen traveling on the campaign trail with a radical right, extreme radical right individual named Laura Loomer. Some of you may have heard about her. She's a conspiracy theorist, a disgusting racist. And to prove how racist and radical she is, even Marjorie Taylor Greene continues to slam her on how racist and radical she is. While Donald Trump was mingling and took photos with firefighters on Wednesday, one of several stops to mark the anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack in the U.S., a small group from his inner circle observed from outside Engine Company 4 and Ladder Company 15 in New York City. Nearby stood an influential figure in Trump's orbit, far-right provocateur Laura Loomer. Yeah, you may have heard of her. Having Loomer as a companion on September 11th was noteworthy. Last year, she shared a video on social media claiming the World Trade Center attack was an inside job, a widely debunked conspiracy theory that still affects families and victims and survivors. Her anti-Muslim post led to Twitter ban, which lasted until billionaire Elon Musk, another far-right Donald Trump supporter who now owns Platform X, reinstated her with no problem. When asked about Loomer's presence during Trump's Patriot Day visits to New York and Pennsylvania, a campaign official avoided addressing it directly and instead highlighted the bipartisan event with Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden. Of course they're not going to address it. They probably begged Trump not to include her and stay far away. But once again, Donald Trump knows what he can get away with, and he can get away with anything, and Megan has no problem with it. So he hangs out and travels with this radical racist. Here's just an example of how racist this disgusting slug is. On September 8th, in response to a post from Harris featuring photos from a childhood visit to India, Loomer, a self-proclaimed proud Islamophobe, claimed if Harris wins the White House, it'll smell like curry, and White House speeches will be facilitated via call center, and American people will have to convey their feedback through a customer satisfaction survey at the end of the call, and nobody will understand. Holy mackerel. Here's another racist post that insults blacks. I mean, why not? She's on a roll. This is just what she does. I mean, look at these posts. And these posts, this is the type of person she is. Cooking my Sunday din-din. You feels me? I got this hot sauce in my purse. She's right now flying around with Donald Trump. A bitch be hangry till she get her spicy greens. What is the purpose of this other than to be racist and insult blacks? Don't foe get to thank a union member. I don't get it. I don't get why Trump would cling to this person. This is the person Donald Trump is traveling with on the campaign trail. This is the person Donald Trump is getting advice from. This is the person that Donald Trump has no problem with. He embraces her. He considers her someone worthy of taking up a seat in his broken-down plane on campaign trails. Check out what Anna Navarro said about this sickening piece of slime.
She's getting a seat on Trump's plane, Anna.
Right. His wife isn't on the plane. His daughter isn't on the plane. But this kook is on the plane. And I think it should be incredibly concerning that potentially the next president of the United States is surrounded by racist conspiracy theorists. Listen, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is all of a sudden the voice of reason, we've got to, like, you know, call it a wake-up moment. And I do think we need to pay attention to it, because I'd like to know what role she's going to have in a future Trump administration. I'd like to know what kind of access she would have to the future possibly president of the United States. And by the way, I would tell Laura Loomer, I've been in Kamala Harris's house, and you know what it smells like? It smells like power. It smells like patriotism. It smells like equality. It smells like a woman who's broken glass ceilings.
So MAGA, when you continue to lower the bar for your orange cult leader because you think he's the second coming, when you continue to look the other way every time he pulls something like this, when you continue to support this bloated, swollen criminal around every crooked turn, you are embracing racists like Laura Loomer. You are agreeing with extremists like Laura Loomer. You are associate, and you're associated with someone like Laura Loomer. Period. If you don't call out your leader, you're a part of this criminal. You agree with him. That means you agree with the racism, the radicalism, the hate. Because if this guy's hanging around with her, imagine who he's going to put in his administration. Stop this nonsense.
I want to know. Who's going to tell them? The job is currently seeking light.